For tonight, there were a few things I wanted to go through on the agenda. I wanted to give an update in terms of where we are with the Mass IPL environment audit, which is great. It's going to be on Friday, so that's happening soon. And then, most of all, I wanted to talk through the discussion of composting, because I think we're ready to go. And Hannah has been doing some research on it, so when she comes, we can kind of have the conversation on that. But
about
composting, about contracting with Black Earth to do composting for us. But biggest discussion was more a matter of just not whether to do it, but just how to get
how to get people to do it.
Right?
Yeah,
I can act like our custodian. I can do that tomorrow night. We're gonna get it set up by tomorrow night.
I'm sorry, you can be a custodian.
But I think it's also a matter of having more than one person be doing it and signage and the rest of that stuff too. Yeah. I talked
agree.
To Fred as far as Sundays goes, and he's totally in. I haven't seen Brian, but I'll catch him when he gets a chance.
Brian.
If Brian and Fred are in, then. And then finally, I wanted to spend some time just kind of, we've got our Creation Care Retreat Sunday.
Who can make it?
Oh, is that right? Yeah. March which?
It's a Sunday. It's March 6th.
But we three have choir at what?
Yeah, I know.
Because
I know it's like everything's happening.
Oh right.
It's Saturday.
It's on Sunday.
Oh okay.
It's on Sunday from 12 to 2.
So we don't have choir anymore. Oh, we do because we have Evensong.
Yeah.
But we don't have it. It's a.
Isn't it a week?
What time is the choir at?
We're supposed to be there
Choir call is 4. Services at 5.
Sorry for that. I did.
Yeah. And I think.
Well, I think that was. I don't know why we decided to eat some. I mean, what?
I don't know. That's a different story.
I mean,
story.
The same 1 week after we're here for. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we're not
in choir.
I apologize.
Story.
But
just as an aside, as an outsider and non singer, I love eating some.
We're here Wednesday for Ash Wednesday.
Do we have rehearsal on Saturday too?
And we have rehearsal on Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet, but there usually is.
He doesn't say that.
He hasn't said it yet, but there
has to be. I'm just assuming he will be.
I mean, we're not that ready.
Maybe
all you talked about is we've got Thursday.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Anyway. Maxed out,
okay.
Especially with work.
How many people have signed up, Josh?
I haven't collected people to
sign up. Are you working again, Pam?
So I don't know.
No, but I'm volunteering at the
end. Laura, will you be able to join us on Sunday from 12 to 2 for the retreat?
I was planning on it, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I'll be there.
Looks like we've got three so far.
Right.
I haven't asked the question yet. Yeah, I was just getting this stuff done, stuff like that.
That's really too bad.
And we picked that date because obviously Nikki has his own schedule on that.
Right, we picked that date. We picked that date because we did a doodle poll, and that was when it worked for everybody. So, okay. I mean, I'll send out tomorrow kind of an official RSVP request. And Nick can make it, so that's good.
Right. Okay, good.
And at the end, we could also talk about where we want to have lunch. If lunch is catered, so get the choice.
Get to the important first.
What, Laura?
Never mind.
Okay, so that's a lot of choir conversation. Before we get into the creation care conversation, I was thinking it would be appropriate to do a prayer for the war that's going on in Ukraine rather than our Christian care. So let's start with a prayer there. The Lord Jesus, servant and master, bringer of peace and reconciliation, With deep sorrow and concern, we cry out for you for the beginnings of this war now occurring in Ukraine. We long for you to arrest this violence and destruction and bring the war to an end, and for your protection of all innocent victims and everyone directly involved in military action in Ukraine and in Russia. Lord, in your mercy, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, moving from that somber prayer and topic and our thoughts with all the Ukrainians to very positive good news, and that is that we, you know, we've been planning this environmental audit with Mass IPL for quite a while. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be last Friday, and then the snow snowed it out.
All right.
So it got moved to this Friday. But we'll, so this Friday morning, the folks from the Mass IPL will be coming and doing a four-hour on-site assessment of both the church and also the rectory. And that will be the source for you know, for their kind of full documentation. We have provided, as I think everyone knows who work with property, to provide them with a lot of information on the church, our utility bills, data in terms of the square footage of the church and the layout of the church and that type of thing. So they use that. They've got a an algorithm that they plug in to look at carbon emissions, and they'll, you know, be able to assess that. And then from that will be a series of recommendations in terms of both how to cut energy costs and how to cut carbon emissions.
Who gets to be there besides you? I mean, who I not get to, I would be there if I could.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I was going to just follow up with what's the timeline from once they're here to when we're here.
That's a good question. Well, I think it's going to depend on how much data that they gather as they go through this.
Uh-huh.
And hello. But we have welcome. We've got Laura on the phone too.
Hi, Laura.
You have Ellen also. Josh, hi, it's Ellen calling it too.
Oh, hi, Ellen. And Ellen.
Oh, Ellen. Ellen. Okay. Oh,
and Hannah just joined us. So we've got Lee Kakis and Charlie from property. Are you going to be able to probably come on Friday?
It's just curiosity. I think I can.
Or for some of it.
Rearrange my. I kind of stupidly just said I would do something, but I'll undo that.
It's still like 12 or.
It goes through the morning. It goes from 9 to 1. So I think we'll probably do 9 to noon here and then go down to the rectory for, you know, the last hour. Most significantly, Brian's going to be there.
That's
which
great.
Is the key thing. That was the main thing we need to make sure that we do. So Brian's going to be there. Nick's going to be there. So.
And Nick.
Good. And luckily it actually worked out better because Nick's got more time this Friday than last Friday.
Than he was
here, right?
Last Friday.
No, he was.
Is he here?
The red eye got him in on.
Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah, it was the day. It was
the before the storm.
Canceled,
oh.
And they had to stay an extra day in Mexico, but then they had to come back by way of Los Angeles on a red eye with two small children.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Doesn't that sound
there,
like?
There was a guy on the shuttle when we got back on Saturday. His wife, they didn't have. They couldn't get. He had to get on with his two kids. And they couldn't get all of them on. The wife stayed, and he had to somehow get two kids, all their luggage, including like skis or something, without her help. And these little guys, I mean,
can we move ahead in the meeting, please? It's hard to hear, so if we could just stay with the meeting, that'd be great.
It's hard to hear what?
It's hard to hear, so if we could stick with the meeting agenda, that would be great.
Stick to the agenda.
Oh, sorry, because it's
not
here.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Let's see where we were. So yes. Anyway, So glad we're talking about the era of having little kids and traveling.
Right.
So next on the agenda is just a question I want to ask about folks with the drawdown event that you're going to be leading in a few weeks. Are people aware of that?
I signed up and then I forgot to go. But I'm going to
Right. If you signed up, so it's 6 sessions,
mm-hmm.
and the second one just took place yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I could only attend the first part of that, but they do send out a recording afterwards, and they do recommend, if you can make the time, to sort of watch them in order, because mm-hmm. It's kind of like cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
I may have already watched all of the videos, because whenever we were talking about, there was an email back and forth, and I just went off and watched a ton of them.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, there's each one starts with a video, which is great.
Commentary.
I would say the first half hour is basically the intro. Uh-huh. They do some questionnaires like what age group you fall into, what uh-huh. brought you here today, just to see what the audience is about. And then they sort of go through what's going to be covered, and then you watch the 15-minute video, and then they put aside 10 or 15 minutes for breakout groups where you essentially talk about what you learned from the video or, what your takeaways were,
mm-hmm.
and then they go into the speakers. So, you can kind of fast forward, and obviously they don't record the breakout groups, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
So when you go back and look at retroactively, are the breakout groups recorded or just the drawdown?
So you'll
video?
See the intro and what's going to come, and then you'll go right to the speaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or right to the
what
video.
What time is that?
Right. The video.
On March 6th. Thank you.
They're
on March 6th,
4 p.m. 4
to 5:30. Yeah. They're all 4 to 5, the last one, which is earlier.
Okay, so we have
you have the link
at 5.
Yep.
Do you have the link where the past versions are? Because that would be helpful for someone who wants to kind of join midstream.
Sign up for every single one to get every single copy?
Well, I signed up for each one individually, and then afterwards they said if you signed up for one, you signed up for all.
Uh-huh.
Let me check with Phil. Okay. What are you interested in, just to get the recordings?
I wanted to post the recordings, because if someone was thinking of joining starting in session 3, it would be helpful to have watched the recordings of the previous ones.
And this is called again, what? What's the
drawdown.
Right.
It's based on a book by Paul Hawken.
Yeah, I sort of remember you talking about
it.
And if you never did it, could you do a lot just by watching all the videos? Could you get, they let you sign up to do that.
You can just go watch the videos, They have this whole YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you can just watch the videos.
I can actually forward, because Phil had, before this all started, sent me a link with all the videos. But the thing is, for each event, which is 2 hours in total, there's two things. There's one, the 15-minute video, but then there's the guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So like last week, they had someone who was formerly on the Lexington Select Board, who is very pro-environment and did a lot for Lexington on that front. And he also owns his own solar panel company, very articulate, about what they've done in Lexington. Yesterday, they had Ken Pruitt, who's the sustainability director for Winchester, speak, and I didn't get a chance to hear him, but I've heard him before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I guess the things of most note would be the videos and then whatever the speaker is talking about.
Not just the video,
right.
But the speaker would be.
Yeah,
the speaker is kind of locally focused,
yes.
Which is nice.
Yes.
Because the videos are very, bird's eye view.
Nationally produced, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the
speaking of which, Ingrid is going to be speaker, in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the one that we're doing is on sinks and I forget social something, but there's going to be 3 people from 350. Mass. It's mm-hmm. Alan Field, myself, and Roger Rosen, who are going to be talking about our work, but the primary message is to work with others on this for all the different reasons. And we're just giving examples of how we work with others on, mm-hmm. on what we're doing. There's going to be two sisters, young people in their early 20s, talking about their involvement in the Sunrise Movement. I forget. Oh, there's someone actually who's going to be speaking from Green Roots.
Oh, cool.
And I am blanking on the name right now because they do a section on right. environmental justice.
Right.
And they were really scrambling for speakers for that. And I had suggested Green Roots, even though I didn't have any personal connection, even though I know we're at the very beginning of forming a relationship. But they did get someone.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had asked Maria Bielenpower, who's a pretty impressive person over there, and I think she recommends someone else. So that's awesome. I'm really excited about that. And that's the environmental justice topic, too, I think.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Very good.
So what I'm trying to get is, is it somehow available for people to watch who've obviously both?
So
Ingrid's going to sign up somewhere? Ingrid,
so normally he would sign up, but Ingrid's going to track down the link for the past sessions,
right?
And I'll circulate those
going forward because it's in Josh's newsletter.
Okay, I mean, and so if people wanted to catch up, it would be you're going to send out the links, or does one need to sign up? That would they like you to sign up?
I think. Well, if you sign up, then they will send you the recordings. Directly, as opposed to.
I don't know about that. I signed up, but I haven't gotten.
I got.
Did you?
One.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they don't like me.
Went into your.
You might not have gotten one from yesterday yet because it took a while.
Okay.
But I definitely got one for the first.
Okay.
Saying if you missed it, here's a recording.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So I'll send that out to when we put something in Three Crowns. I'll send out links to the past issues too because I do want to make sure that people can. I mean, it's a long series, and I do want to make sure that people who. And, happen to have a conflict like the first or second week, can catch up and join back in and, get the later sessions. Cool. Okay. Good. So we'll publicize that.
I mean, it's a really good thing. And I think that, if there was some way you could kind of highlight it.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. We will. Which reminds me, I got a different topic, and this is really kind of leading into what we're planning on talking about. On Sunday, but if for those who can't make it, one of the things that I've heard some people suggest might be a good idea is to have a regular posting in Three Crowns, so that just we have a consistent kind of cadence of because there's certainly enough information to have kind of a weekly topic that we talk about. Would anyone be interested in kind of setting that up so we could kind of work with Catherine and put something in there.
Just check with Nick or
we can, but first I want to make sure that we're able to do it before I don't, because there's never been a time that I've gone to Catherine and offered something that she hasn't put it in.
Oh.
So it's not, I will ask Nick, of course, but I don't think I would expect the answer is going to be yes.
And what were you thinking? Like a recap of what we're working on, or just like what might be happening at the moment on the environmental front, or
whatever topic we consider to be important. Just that there's something, from us kind of consistently, so that there's a cadence that people know.
It feels like your newsletter is this like treasure trove of opportunity, and the really lazy way to do it is like to just poach an item.
Yeah. Right.
Every week.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, because I usually have like
everything you
four,
need.
Four, five, six different things.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I think the difference is that goes to a certain select group of people.
Right.
And it's in depth, right? It's probably more than anybody ever reads. And this would be a much smaller thing going to everybody who reads Three Crowns, which hopefully
I feel like it might mean that more people would remember those things or take note of them if you just kind of stuck them. I mean
that's what I'm kind of thinking too. So it's more just a matter of just someone
taking on the task.
One, it doesn't have to be one person, but you know, a group of people that is doing it, that we can, not that we can do it consistently, that, you know, every week somebody's got a paragraph.
You know, I think it, just taking what you wrote at each time, every week. We have 3 counts every week, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And
so what you're saying is, because the newsletter goes to people who have expressed an interest in environmental things.
Correct.
So it's
and
a shorter
the
list.
Newsletter obviously goes to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's taking something from the newsletter, for instance,
yeah.
that has a broader
appeal.
Appeal.
What did it just once a month to the regular newsletter, which would be easier for the committee to sort of come up with something that was meaty, but and wouldn't have the pressure of once a week.
Because we only meet, there's only a newsletter once a month, right?
There's only a newsletter once a month, but there's many times. Again, it's up for discussion. What I was trying to do was to set up something so that every week people knew that there'd be something about creation care in, you know, every 3 counts.
I mean, I do feel like that it's slightly overwhelming to have the prospect of taking it on forevermore. I wonder if we could do a little trial.
Sure.
And I don't know, like maybe even each one of us takes a month or something like that. You know, we just take turns doing it, or I don't know, like we come up with a way to.
I think that what would probably work best is certainly we'd want to have more than one person working on it, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably more just a matter of what we might do would be to, like, every time we have a meeting, if we want to talk about the meeting, is to go through the newsletter and just see.
Yep.
Which topics you want to cover, and who wants to do it. It's a paragraph. I mean, it's not, you know, and who wants to do that paragraph.
I think it's more the maintenance factor. You know, doing something for a month is no big deal. Doing something for
all year.
Forever, yeah.
Forever.
It's a long time.
It's a lot.
Right.
Starting off slowly as well, like maybe not every week, but whenever we decide every month or every 2 weeks might be a little bit less daunting.
Yeah.
Maybe. Could we, for example, do a little look at the newsletter at our retreat?
To kind of figure out
what we could put in. Creation front.
I think that's a good idea, and I've got another idea, and then we're set for the month of March if we want to do it once every 2 weeks meeting. So, which is nice because it's not just Winchester; it's like all of the towns in Middlesex County, and they get together once a year and they talk a little bit. You know, there should be the subject this year is how to preach beyond the choir. Because at last year's meeting, you know, they kind of have you fill out a survey in advance, and clearly, and you know, you got this room full of, or in this case, it was the Zoom full of, call it 80 or 100 folks who are, you know, pretty active in environment. And so many people come back and say, how do we get beyond the choir? Because it's always the same environmentalists that show up for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be of interest to the, you know, parish, given that people are in all different towns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it would be sort of an eye-opener if you're not into the environment per se, to just hear about what towns are doing.
Yeah. I actually have a maybe also potentially a book group idea. I just read a book that I think might have pretty broad appeal. It's not specifically an environment book. It's kind of actually a farming book, but it's called Pastoral Song. And it's really beautiful and really readable and like care of the earth is kind of at the center of it. And it's, it kind of also has like a very specific plan of action. Like he has an idea. It's it's so funny because you know that job they just did on the river a couple years ago, mm-hmm. where they straightened it, mm-hmm. and took out all the trees. Like they're specifically doing the opposite of that in the landscape,
mm-hmm.
precisely to mitigate floods. Mm-hmm. Like they're bending the rivers and adding trees. And the fact that they just did this.
Not necessarily a book club, but it would be.
Or, I mean, not like a book
club. But discussion.
But a, like a book group.
That
could be an item that we mm-hmm. have it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think what I've found to do with the newsletter is we never run out of topics. We never run out of ideas for things that can go in, which is wonderful. I mean, that's good. So yes, definitely. Okay, so let's so what we'll take as the takeaway is that we'll we can look at it in our retreat on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and we'll take a look at the newsletter and kind of use that as a source and add in, you know, the excellent ideas that you've got, and probably likely, but unless we come up with some different brilliant ideas in the tree, is that like it's figure out which words to write it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that would be nice. And that way we're also, many hands make light work.
Yes. Yeah. You know,
writing a paragraph
for a while
is no big deal.
That feels like a sustainable way to make that.
Pun intended, right? Cool, okay, that sounds good. It'll be an agenda. So the next thing we want to talk about was the idea of the compost.
I sent out people at Black Earth, and they initially wanted to set us up as a commercial, but I actually wrote back and said, could we do a residential plan, because we don't know if we really want to fill a 48-gallon cup. Yeah. I said, sure, that's fine. So signing up on the website is the way to go, and you can pay by the month, which I think it was like $21 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can pay 6 months, which saves you $2 a month or something, you know, like thereabouts. So it's around $20 a month. And and she said that she would train us up, whoever is going to manage people. Yeah, but the good news, people can go into the container, and that makes it much easier than some services you can't do meat or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So literally like biodegradable containers can go into the container because they're doing very high heat.
I have Black Earth, so there has to be some scrutiny of what goes in.
Yeah.
On midweeks, I've just been telling people no paper products, because among other things, you can't put any body fluids in. So if someone blew their nose on their paper napkin, technically, it should not.
Oh, interesting.
In. Okay. Yeah.
But all kinds of food is permissible.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
big.
That's much easier.
Are we going to try to do that tomorrow night for the dinner?
No.
And Pam, are you going to be off? Pam, will you be offloading whatever we pick up tomorrow?
Yes. I'm bringing a bag, and we'll do what we've done at all the other meetings.
Right, okay.
That's the one I was.
But could we have a sign?
Black Earth, as soon as tomorrow.
Pam, could we have a sign that says what we can't put in?
Because I do as well.
Okay, fine, because I have seen a napkin.
They're gonna provide us with materials so we can post that, but not for tomorrow, obviously.
I put up a sign each time, Ellen, saying no paper, okay. And I'm not aware of there having been any in what went home.
Okay, great.
Me, but we'll check.
Great. I just didn't remember from the last dinner we had, so that's great. Super.
So to bring that to conclusion, so with the pricing wise, we can absolutely do that. And we've got enough, more than enough budget to cover that. So we can just say, yes, definitively, we'll go forward with Black Earth as soon as we can get set up with them.
Yeah.
I mean, are we likely going to have Wednesdays going on forward for a while? Wednesday night dinner?
Yes, May, certainly.
We have, I think.
The schedule says I have a question about this. Sorry.
So would it make sense?
Go ahead, Ellen.
Go ahead, Ellen.
I just have a question. If the church is paying the service that comes to take our trash and our recycle, could we not then add that into the church's budget for cleanup, since we are taking things that would have gone into the trash that's picked up and et cetera. So could that not become part of the church's budget for cleaning up?
Could be, but our budget is coming from the church anyway. I'd rather get it working, and then we can have a conversation about the budget going forward, because I just don't want to have... I think that there's a whole bunch of discussion we need to have around how to what to do. That's going to be a challenge.
I'm just saying that I know
any stopping it from happening.
No, I hear you, Josh. I was just
the cost is so tiny.
Fine.
Again.
Sounds like it.
You still there, Ellen?
I am. I said, fine. Let's just do it that way.
Okay. You dropped, so we didn't hear anything.
And Susie, you had a question too.
I was just, what are you doing tomorrow night? Do you want me to try to
monitor team it? Up and we can both have
different
costs. And
right. I mean, it takes monitoring. Honestly, like our custodians are watching the kids every day. But it works. I mean, I'm so proud of our school. So, because the kids all compost and they have for years now. And eventually, it's just going to be what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like it's like a good thing to just run as a pilot. And then we could potentially make an argument in a year or so and say.
But are you saying 6 months? Or are you saying by the month?
Oh, which one should we do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, $2. It doesn't feel like it makes a huge difference.
I suggest by the month, just because $2 isn't that big a difference.
Yeah. No, not at all.
It's a tiny difference. And I'm not, I don't know what happens in summer. Right, there's a whole bunch of variables that I'm just trying to figure out. Right? I mean, it might be better, in the summer, to compost, in the back,
like
we used to, or something like that. We have to kind of work through how that would actually work. And I don't know. Certainly midweek would be something that would generate a good bit of compost. Certainly whatever happens on Sunday, if there's fellowship and stuff like that, might, right? But I don't know how much more we'd be generating, except with exception of big events that we have, when there'll be quite a bit happening, a few infrequent times. So I don't have a sense of how much compost we generate.
And I don't believe we can tell because of COVID. It could very well change.
I feel like starting off with the kind of the residential scale by the month, see what happens, and then assess in a couple months and say, oh my gosh, we're overflowing that thing, or we're
hardly using it. Right? Exactly.
We hate doing stuff.
And we'll
Sam's also gotten really sick of standing by.
So I guess so that leaves me one of those. So I think that definitely after we do it, what fine is assuming that COVID goes away and we're back in person and things are what they used to call normal. But I guess the question I'm more concerned about is just how do we, what do we need to do to educate the parish and get usage?
Well, that was where
we found that could be.
That's
true. We could, first, I feel like we could run that one
environmental front, our first
but
environmental
front. Also, I think we should take the
class.
The woman up on her Zoom call.
Definitely.
Good, okay.
Training.
Yeah,
okay.
And you know who we got to get on board if this is going to work out? Church is Brian.
Brian, yes, right. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I don't get the vibe that he's tuned into it. Now I don't think he's against it. I just don't think it's anywhere on his radar.
I haven't had discussion with him about it, so let's do that.
You have.
I have not. I have not expected.
He's going to hate it. If he has to do all the work, he's going to hate it. So we need to.
I think that's the key message. It's like, hey, Brian, just happening. Right. There'll be a. I'll be in, you know, somewhere on premises. I think we can be outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so
if the critters aren't too bad, there was one night when midweek was really delicious, and somebody, I think a raccoon, got my bin.
Wow!
And there was food all
over. Can the bins have a locker?
They have a pretty stiff little latch, yeah. But it wasn't.
But do they have an actual lock?
No.
Okay.
You could put a bungee cord.
Yeah.
I just didn't bother because after that 1 week, it was the pork roast.
Yeah. I remember my grandparents having a battle of raccoons, you know, or the trash for years, and they would be amazed.
Yeah, they have the
details. I think the message to him is, hey. I want you to be aware of this. It's not. It's no skin off your back. You're not going to do much of anything. That's kind of more what needs to be done. Just have him be aware. Have him be involved in deciding the bin goes here. Like if it's just pure one time and he doesn't know that, you know.
Yeah. And to Alan's point, Fred is there on Wednesday night.
Okay. Okay.
And he's very into.
Yes, he's all in. He's excited about this. He was like, oh, when can we start? He had a bunch of ideas about how to do things. So that's good. I didn't realize Fred was here Wednesdays also. It'll help. Yeah. Good. So part of my surprise, by the way, since to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
question is, how, I don't actually know how to make that transaction happen.
Right.
I'll take care of that. Yeah. Just say yes. And then I'll work with Catherine in.
I mean, I don't mind just continuing owning it. Yeah. I feel like you do a lot of things. So
the check cutting part of this is pretty sure. I don't know the answer now. Who is the new Susie?
I forget. It was.
Oh, it is today.
Okay. Yeah.
So we would need to talk about your new Susie. It would be as quick for me to do it as it would be to figure out how to do it.
All right.
So don't worry about that.
But I can also get back in touch with I think her name is Anya at Black Earth and tell her that we would love to like meet with her on Zoom. But yes. I need to know who wants to be part of it. You know, want to do it?
I definitely will do it.
Maybe they could convince
myself. So that maybe
I know. I keep saying, you know, we care a lot. We should be on this committee.
He's always been like that. Remember way back when we did
he's always.
And he was like I don't know, and we didn't come to the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the low carbon diet.
On a banana peel.
Okay. So I'll get in touch with Black Earth, and you'll deal with the going to their website and figuring out how's it going to start getting paid.
Yeah. Okay. And I also will.
And are you going to do that tomorrow? Like, do you want to tell me once you've done it and then I'll write back to her?
Sure. I can do that. That might be, I'll try to do it tomorrow. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
We should. So before we do that, I should talk to Brian.
Okay.
And I should just let Nick know, you know, let Nick and Catherine and people know kind of that we're doing this. I mean, I'd already mentioned it. I mean, I already gave him a kind of thing where they can do this. And he's like, yeah, sure. And the cost is minimal. So yeah. It's like, there's not much to say. I did go to the wardens and see if we needed to, you know, notify the vestry.
Right.
For 21 bucks, I think you can probably go on your own, buddy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so.
I think
so,
last time we tried.
I know. So it's like, at least we're asking, right? Yeah. So that's good. So
okay. So you'll tell me when you're ready, all those things and then I'll say, get her to train us up. Yeah.
And so what you're saying is she probably also has like some little signs that say like, you know, no paper.
Yeah,
you know,
I think what we should do is when we meet with her, we should just say this, you know, we really need, a certain amount of that, the signage or.
Well, they email you a PDF so we can print.
She said they have pamphlets also. So I think maybe they'll only email it, but I feel like it sounded like she was willing to like help us with documents that would help explain it to anybody. And I mean, I was trying, because I wasn't sure how she'd feel about the idea that we're a commercial property having a residential whatever. So I was like, well, you know, we may be getting you more customers because we're going to be talking about this church. So I feel
that's
like documentation is helpful for that. Also, people would know. Like
good marketing. You know,
exactly. Pitch, so, right? Good always food, thinking about the marketing for other people.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll.
Good. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm really thrilled that that's something we can move forward with. Cool. Okay. Does anybody have? Are there other things that we haven't covered that we should talk about? Ingrid, have you got any stuff? Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She might not have anything.
I'll answer the question. You go ahead. That we just have an environmental problem. Barr, you're still there. Ron's trying, I'm trying to get him to get us off Chemlawn, okay?
To get which?
Get us off of Chemlawn.
Off of Chemlawn.
Yes.
Oh, I have a perfect solution for that.
Because you know, they're chemicals.
So there's a tree company.
Well, we need somebody to hire.
Yeah, no, I have the answer.
Okay.
The tree company that I hired, which was it was a little bit of a confusion that I ended up with them there. I thought they were the same people that do my parents' trees and they're amazing, but that's Western Mass Barrett Tree, but Barrett Tree East is really good and they have a lawn care arm.
Okay.
I can send you the
great.
The information.
Thank you. But that's useful information for the whole parish.
It is.
Mm. That could
and
be another little.
Chemlawn. So, a sustainable lawn care.
Yeah, sustainable lawn care. Yeah. I really like the.
Ron's a chemist, so it's hard. But he's willing.
He needs to read my book,
so
man.
Is he a fan of
he's got to read my book.
Through,
it's all about
living
that.
Living through chemistry.
He was a definite product of that. He wants to do it. It's just like, it's hard for him to get over going from the $300 Chemlawn to the $2,000, which I don't think is that bad, honestly, if our commitment is that, you know, but a lot of people are going to be like him.
Is Barrett,
I don't know. I haven't used them for lawn. I've used them for the
but
tree.
But just
and
the name
for,
would be great.
Yeah. We're feeding our tree because, and that's, I mean, that's how I found out that they do application of like they're giving our tree basically like a probiotic and stimulants to keep because it's having a hard time because there's been so much drought and one of them has pine bark beetles and they're like the only way to fight them off is to have the tree be healthier. So
and so Barrett does a sustainable tree thing. That's good to know because.
Yeah, but the arborist was fantastic, and I really.
But they're also called.
It's Barrett Tree East is the tree part, and then they have a lawn.
They do a lawn care. Okay.
Yeah, which I found out later.
Okay, well, if you think that, then send it, but I will be able to figure it. It's probably B A R E T T or.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a pretty well known tree service in the area.
Yeah.
To know. All right. I mean, you know, that would be a thing, not just for our family, but
I'm not volunteering to do the newsletter articles right now because I've been doing a weekly one for the refugees and I'm like up there with 40 pounds. But I think it should be something kind of and actionable, not just like information, but like, you know, here's something you could really
I feel like the tricky thing about like, because you could actually think about some sort of lawn care thing as a piece of it. I feel like, especially in Winchester, that's something that I feel like could be addressed. But not, you don't want to like, you don't want to be just marketing.
We can't market.
But if there are tips, right? If there was something that was like tips, that would be very
Laura, if you think of other things, just let us know.
Right. I like the idea of like something like what I struggle with. I'm actually interested if anybody did read the last newsletter, what they thought of the tone, because I really struggled with that one, because it was like talking about what's gone on with Build Back Better and what didn't happen with Glasgow. And it was like, usually I try to keep it positive. Yeah, and I was basically like, we fucking didn't get shit done. It's basically what I was trying to say without in a nice way. And the fucking government's doing nothing to help us out. And it's a total fucking disaster. But I tried to put it on a positive spin.
You know, I do feel like you must have achieved a positive spin, because I did not
go away
feeling. I mean, I already knew all of that.
I know you knew, but okay. So
maybe that's why
it didn't seem.
But you don't. But the thing I don't want to do is loom and do, as much as it's important to have like to scare people.
Yeah.
And get the things that are tips, you know, that help get people in the right direction without going, you know, you asshole, you're pouring chemicals on the lawn and screwing up the watershed.
Yeah.
That's well, fine.
We can always talk about the herring run as a.
That's a big one. And
there's dogs for small children.
Oh, there's so much. Like I said, trust me, there are so many great things we can talk about. There's never going to have a problem with coming up with a topic
part of the creation care, a religious, or I shouldn't say religious, but spiritual or whatever, is keeping that hope going and something. I mean, we've had speakers that's really their thing, you know. I mean,
I think we've done a very good job keeping it. Yes, and I feel really good that people didn't get the impression from the newsletter.
I feel like you do such a good job. I think it's the best environmental newsletter I read.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
I don't know.
Maybe you don't like reading other newsletters.
Yeah, that's like my father used to say, you are the best 9-year-old girl in this house.
I never lie.
You are the most amazing 12-year-old.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. Yeah,
well, on a very dark note, did you hear that 56% of people like 16 to 30 believe that we're already just toast, that this world is just gonna
I'm
surprised it's that
I actually find that reassuring.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about 56% of people who are over the age of 30 who don't know there's a problem.
Yeah.
Don't care. Right? That's the part that bothers me. But anyway, that's a story for another time and place.
It's just not letting those people set the agenda. I mean, you've still got to hope. You know, I mean, you just go and hope in the sense of just doing something about it instead of.
Exactly. Anyway, so
getting pissed off at our government.
Well, that's legit.
There is one good thing, though. I mean,
that's very real.
So there's kind of been some amount of confusion about this, because I know there was like a 350 email chain. I don't know which set of emails I read it in, but. Okay, so you know how MassSave comes to your house and does a free evaluation, and it's fairly useless.
I found it really useful.
Well, okay, it depends on who you get. It really depends.
It also depends on where you already are.
I have a thing that's important.
Yeah.
So the reason I've been annoyed with them in the past is because they incentivize all this, you know, more efficient, but still fossil fuel infrastructure.
Right, yeah.
Well, apparently that has actually stopped.
It actually did stop.
So there was this thing, and the 350 people were back and forth about how, no, it hadn't actually changed and it was all the same. And but it isn't. I'm having them come and look at my house again. And apparently all of that incentive money for fossil fuel infrastructure is not there.
Thank God. Finally.
Right. So that's
just a church we
that's
can
like
thank
progress.
God for that. Yeah, that is that's big progress.
Yeah, that's this progress. Year.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's required as part of the roadmap.
Or the program, but
that the
well, that yeah, the but that doesn't program. Mean that it's happening.
I know, but right. I know. Well, but at least it sounds
I've
like it is
that
happening.
In the past, there was parts of the monies went into sustaining fossil fuel. Is that what you're saying?
Well, so they would say you can go get a more efficient gas. Boiler, or you can go get a more efficient oil furnace, or you can, you know, you can get a 0% loan to buy, to replace your
a natural gas furnace, right?
Yeah, your existing whatever with.
And the reason is that the MassSafe program is a program that's provided by the utilities.
By the utilities, right. It's my money would be paying into it.
Yeah, so. I'm about to have them come and look at my house and see if they can actually come up with a solution that that means that we're using the heat pump first and the existing gas.
Oh, I think we have to do that too because we're confused.
Last.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a heat pump. It's the last thing to come on. Yeah, it's the stupidest thing.
Actually, there's a 350 Mass webinar.
Yeah,
that's coming on, I think, March 14th, about things that you can do in your home, and David Green is going to be one of the speakers. Should I forward that to you, Josh?
Yes.
Please do, because I want to, you'll go into the website.
But don't you have, who installed your heat pump? Oh, was it there before you?
I don't know.
Got it.
Crazy people.
Because we tried to install a heat pump, but there was no question that the heat pump would be the main thing that was operating.
No,
well, we can turn our heat off.
Yeah, right.
But if it's on, it goes first.
Really?
That's
still incorrectly. No, the
heat.
Gas.
We can turn it off, the heat.
Uh-huh.
But when it's 20 degrees, I mean, it's not enough. You need our heat. And right now it's the heat first again when it's
that's
on.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Whoever installed that did it backwards. Yeah.
Maybe there's no way to connect them. I mean, maybe it's just we have to be careful, and then the next people might not do it at all.
We didn't have our heat pump installed because it was too expensive, but there was no question that when it was done, it was the main thing, and the you know, gas furnace would be done as a backup. So there's got to be a way to have
so
that.
So if these
it was configured
good, let me
properly.
Know.
Yeah,
I want to, because we need to have our stuff.
Or how old is your heat pump?
You just got it this last year.
Yeah, so it must be configured improperly then.
I don't know that they connect to the. If you don't remove your traditional heating system, I don't think there's any necessarily any connection.
And we got new, because we turned them on a different. There's a different regulator for each.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's interesting.
I mean,
ours is all one system. It's just kind of upside down. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right. Well, honor of Ellen Rockefeller, we're going
to
pull away
from.
Do we have
agenda,
other things on our agenda?
Are you going to somehow, is there a notification about this fact that these people no longer are?
It seemed like it had happened, and then I was confused, but there were 350 people who were being really upset because it hadn't happened, and they had MassSafe come and offered them incentives. But the people that I just talked to were like, "Nope, we don't do that anymore. We can't." So
okay,
and I don't know
because of this. Maybe from the money, is it coming from the?
It's still coming from the utilities, but I guess the electric utility is winning.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Right, from the perspective of Eversource,
really
the more electricity they
right
do, the
now.
Better, right? Yeah.
I know. And we have National Grid for gas and electric, so whatever. Okay.
They're
really
making
matter.
A lot of money off of our heat pump this winter.
I'm sure they are. But of course, if that's right, and electric rates are ridiculous too. So you could get whatever the renewable resource you do. Okay, and your rate isn't locked in.
Oh, I don't know if we can get that for electricity. I don't think so.
So you don't have a little renewable electricity in Lexington?
We're definitely in that.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know that we still, when we use more electricity, we pay more.
Yeah. But
that's all I mean.
It's, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. But the rate should be locked in.
Yeah.
The rates are locked in, and the standard, again, I'm only familiar in Winchester, the standard electric rate that Eversource charged skyrocketed because the natural gas prices are so much higher.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's gotten to the point where the standard electric rate is, I haven't done the exact calculation, but pretty damn.
Gas accounts for 50% of electricity generation in mass.
It might actually be higher than our wind power 100 right now because it's gone up so much. And
that,
now
that's also good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
That could shift
every 6 months and gets renegotiated. So it's a short term thing, but
right.
I'm like sitting here looking at this. Great. Cool. Driving my electric car, gas prices. I don't care what. Anyway.
I actually sent a speaker at the Sustainable Middle Sex event that I mentioned earlier. He's terrific.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one. I have not seen anything.
Is there any relationship?
They have not sent out registration information yet, but.
What's it called again? I want to put that in my notes.
Sustainable Middlesex.
Middlesex.
Okay. And it's the end of March.
Italy and Josh's thing, right?
Yeah, they haven't sent that registration, but they just sent out a save the date, and this is the topic.
Okay.
Well, we sent some information about that because I won't have another newsletter. I'm doing it every other month now, so it'll miss. The next newsletter will come out March, April.
And it's in March.
And events in March, so we'll miss. Yeah, so send me a tweet. I'll send
March
out a.
March 24th. It's on a Saturday. It's on a Saturday morning. I always have a conflict. But
the Sustainable Middlesex. I mean,
events. I would just say events.
Okay.
Yeah, they put it on every year.
Uh-huh.
And they do a good job. And then they send that. It just kind of.
They're like, doing it.
Okay. To see what different communities are doing.
Got it.
So we are at time. And I did want to leave, before we do our prayer, I wanted to leave with one thought. And for those that are going to be at the retreat on Sunday, it's homework. For those who are not, just think about it. The main topic that I want to go through is we're going to look at reviewing our mission. But the key thing of the mission is that we're very strongly moved in support of the Bishop's Declaration of Climate Emergency that they did like a year ago. And the four elements that are key to that the bishops have advocated is praying, learning, acting, and advocating. And the conversation that we want to have on Sunday is really how it's really focusing on the learning and acting part in Epiphany. And that is how, what vehicles, what tools, what channels can we use to engage the congregation more in learning about the issues of the climate crisis and environmental justice? And also around how can we, what are better ways or new ways or different ways to get more of the community to act. I'm more concerned with the more of the community than getting people to act, because there are a small number that are very much involved. But how can we broaden that so that more of the community act? So I'll leave that thought. And for those who will be here Sunday, think about that and come with some ideas. And for those who aren't, if you do have thoughts and ideas, even if you know you don't have to be there to let us know and have and you know come up with some suggestions and ideas. And as I think I mentioned, part of the issue I'm dealing with a little bit is we've been in this gap period where we had actually expected to have a whole bunch of speakers come and do adult forums, and the adult forums went away. So I'm trying to figure out, kind of like, I literally have off the top of my head, I could come up with like five people who were ready and willing to speak, you know, and do stuff now, but I can't figure out where to ask them, where and when to ask them to come.
Is Nick going to be there?
Yes, he will, yeah. So we'll definitely get some info from him in terms of his thinking, in terms of what the communication going forward is. But things like what we did with the drawdown this time, where we're not really running it, but we're promoting it and getting people involved is pretty cool. I mean, that's a good way to do it. That might become the model for what we do more. That's just too good. I mean, I'm not putting ideas in people's minds.
It would be great to know if anybody from Epiphany actually does go to the drawdown. Do we know?
I didn't have a way of, like, as a marketer, I'm always, like, focused on, you know, making sure that you track the, you know, track everyone's like, registration and follow up with them, et cetera. And I don't really have a way of doing that. You know, I mean, you know, supporting what the EU church is doing, what 350 is doing with that. So
was it in the newsletter? I can't remember.
It was. Yeah. We promoted it pretty substantially, but I don't have any way of knowing who actually acted upon that promotion. Whereas if we were running stuff on,
you got me to sign up.
I got you. I don't know.
So not that I, you know, I could see some of the windows, but I didn't see anyone that I recognized from Epiphany. But there, you know, the first two at least have got about 60 people.
Excellent. Good. That's good.
In fact, I even think about for more normal times, you know, when we have these education sessions after the service, is if there were a way to play the recordings, you know, over the course of six times, because
here you mean do it.
It's really it would be a great introduction in lots of ways to people who, you know something about climate change. Maybe they do a little something. Like yesterday, there was a woman in my breakout group who says, the only thing I've done so far is just things for me, like around the house, like, you know, driving an efficient car, you know, all the usual composting, all the usual stuff. But she says, I've never gone beyond my own home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's people who haven't done anything. There's people like her. There's, you know, I mean, I learn something every time. I mean, there's something to be learned for everyone. I think it actually be a great vehicle.
I like that. I think it's great. I mean, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I like that idea. And it would, and that would also be more proactive, I guess, or more active in terms of getting, you know, Epiphany members involved. Mm-hmm. Where what we're doing now is a little, I mean, we promoted the heck out of it, so people know about it, but we didn't do anything more to make it happen, right? So we're a little bit passive from that perspective. Yeah, that's a great suggestion. And again, that may be the kind of thing that's the model too. I mean, I do kind of like the fact that we're kind of reaching out and doing stuff with the community. I helped the Repair Cafe set up the website.
Oh, really?
That was, Repair Cafe has been very successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been great. So there's a lot of things that we don't have to do at all, you know. Very much involved and promoting. Yeah. So that might be an approach too. That's the ideation, they call it. That is a word. That's what they mean when they say, let's go do some ideation. It means let's think about it and brainstorm.
I always associate with suicide, so I'm sorry.
I hate the word.
Corporate, yeah.
Okay. So let's finish with a prayer. And I had found a prayer that Pope Francis wrote. While we're Episcopalians, I still think that Pope Francis is someone who we aspire to be. God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey on it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. Amen. Everybody on the phone.
Thank you.